time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here, host of your show. We are a weekly show out every Thursday morning. We also have the North Shore Sports Desk, but this is all about the Valley, what's going on in the MVC, and all these cities in the Merrimack Valley, not just the MVC, but it's just we cover everything that goes down in the Valley. And big news, Andover football, new coach, EJ Perry. I have a great conversation with EJ, coach today of Andover football, heading into his 14th season. And why do I say new coach? Well, he stepped down. We think he stepped down. Maybe the media just ran with that. But that happened earlier this year in the spring. And, you know, it was big news. And he's done an amazing job over there. Really decorated coach if you look at all his history, right? Well, first of all, he's an Andover athlete, Hall of Famer. And then, you know, we don't have to tell you about his kids and his family and what they've done in athletics, professional athletes and everything. But yeah, the news came out in the spring. He stepped down and now he's back. That news happened recently, and we're catching up with Coach Perry to talk about the decision to come back. And he is retired from the school system so he can focus on football and family. What a great gig. Many years. Here's to many years of that setup. He's got grandkids now and everything. So best conversation with him after the break. Please tune in. Stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. And after that, Coach Perry and I catch up about his thoughts heading into the 2024 fall season.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest today. It's going to be, and this might sound funny, but new Andover football coach, EJ Perry. What's going on, coach?
Just having fun as usual, and then just getting ready for the season. We're about a week out, and just excited, you know. So the kids are all pumped. I'm pumped up, and obviously, when today felt like a fall day because of the coolness, and I just got back from Florida, and
yeah,
now I see the beginning about a week away. So I'm excited.
I know. And the reason why I was being a little wise guy there on the new football coach is because we got a case of once I try to get out, they pull me back in going on here with the retirement decision in the spring from football and from teaching. You still kept the teaching retirement thing intact, right?
Yeah. So the good thing about the teaching or the good or whatever. So you have to go to your birthday. So I have to go on September 15th. So, you know, the first couple of weeks will be the exact same. Now that I'm back in football, I'll have the teaching and then I'll be going to football. So that'll be fun, but it's going to be, you know, maybe a little bit more fun on the 16th when I wake up and then I'm just a full-time coach. Now, you know, I talked to Coach Vazio, who's done that in basketball. He retired from teaching and then he just did the basketball and he said it was just great for him. So to be a full-time coach and just be able to look at film all day and then you come in at 2:30 and you're not tired and you're ready to go. So that's going to be exciting. And that's the exciting part of it.
Well, burying the lead here, because again, you retired, you made a decision anyway, very public decision to retire, but then you came back, you changed your mind. That's okay. People change their minds. What went into that? Why?
You know, I try to tell everybody, I didn't really want it that public. You know, the people just kept calling me you know, and so then I just said, that was my thought process. But I met with all the college coaches in the spring with the players and, you know, helped Brian Knott secure a full scholarship down to JMU, helped some other guys, you know, Connor Atchison just got offered from Williams. So I was still involved in the process of getting contact with coaches and making sure all my players had opportunities. And then, you know, I was going to the 7-on-7s and just as a spectator and, you know, Pugs, Sean Terrio had a baby, just 3 months ago, 4 months ago. And he was just like, oh, can you do one more year? And I'm like, well, go talk to Mr. Puglisi. And then Pugs came and talked to me. And then I just said, yeah, if you want me to do it. And so here we go again.
Here we go again, indeed. And, you know, the Golden Warriors doing great in football lately. I mean, a couple of MVC titles, and that was a long time coming. And then the, you know, great performances in the playoffs, falling just shy of, you know, getting to Gillette in that horrifically tough Division I bracket. What is the early feeling? I mean, you haven't even stepped on the field yet officially, but, you know, how do you feel about the fall of 2024?
Well, we feel great. The defense, obviously, I think, you know, when you talk about it, the biggest, probably the last 2 years, the biggest change has been defense and obviously the defensive coordinator, Sean Terrio, but just the defense overall, they've played well. So when you have a kid like Dever coming back, he's a 3-year starter, he's the middle linebacker. Most things start with the middle linebacker. We got a kid, Fuller, who's going to be a defensive end whose cousin is, you know, the leading running back at Holy Cross. So Jackson Fuller should have a big year. And then, like I said, Atchison, who just got offered from Williams, he'll lead our secondary. So we have the line, the linebackers in the secondary covered. And then obviously when you got a quarterback, who in his last 8 games played as well as any quarterback that I've had, and in Dom Papa, and just being able to extend plays, make plays, and just do a good job. So, you know, all that fits in nicely. Obviously, in the MVC, you know, it's a different animal. So week in and week out, you're going to have it. And then we're playing an out-of-season schedule of Shrewsbury, Brockton, and Pinkerton. So it's we love to take on the big boys. We love to play because we're preparing, as you say, for that gauntlet that you're going to face in November. And, you know, kudos goes to Coach St. Pierre. But, you know, that's what we're sort of at the end of each season trying to figure out, you know, those Catholic Conference schools and just how to approach them and how to attack them. And that's why we scrimmage Xaverian and St. John's Prep. So that's what we're doing right now in the off season.
Oh, that's huge. I mean, you know, you faced the Prep in the semifinals last year, and they go on and they were 3 out of 4 winners, and then they lose to Xaverian. So you're scrimmaging the team you faced last year in the semis and the teams that met in the finals at Gillette with Xaverian winning that one. This is, you know, these kids are getting a huge front row seat of the best of the best.
Yeah. And like I said, opening with Pinkerton, who's ranked number one in New Hampshire right now. And, you know, they beat Brockton last year. And so, you know, we're just excited. And obviously, I think the border town, that's going to be an interesting first game to just set the table, you know. And then obviously, when you get into the MVC, you know, Methuen still has half of the Easton brothers.
That's so right.
you gotta be ready. Central obviously is going to be significantly better. And then, you know, just I think Haverhill is going to be significantly better with their quarterback returning. So, you know, it doesn't get easy. And then obviously over in Lowell, you got Boyle who's coaching. So, you know, we're excited about the schedule, but it's a gauntlet.
It is. And you guys were one of 4 teams remaining last year. And so the kids got a true taste of it. So, you know, they'll absolutely be ready. There's no question about it, it seems. You know, this and speaking to you personally now, this, you know, release of your teaching career. Congratulations, by the way, for finishing up. That sets you up to be like a dedicated, even more time put into coaching, but also more time in your family. Now you can, you know, you can do a lot more and see all these great things that your kids are doing in the world of athletics. You got what, professional athlete, you got college athlete. So you got to travel around a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, that's an exciting part. Obviously, you know, Will just sent me a clip of, He did, you know, read option, and he went for 50 yards and out at UMass in his second practice. Yeah. So it was just fun to watch that. Obviously, yeah, in the spring, I got to go out. EJ, his first 4 games, I went to all 4 games, and then he got hurt. But you know, he was playing exceptionally well, and then he was just down trying out for the Jets. So it's just nice to see it. And then, like you said, I just spent 6 days with my grandson and my daughter. Julia lives in Clearwater, and I was with my son, grandson Arijah, and my son-in-law Chike. And then, you know, I couldn't resist down there. You know, the football has already started to percolate. So I went over to Clearwater High and just watched what their high school does, and it was fun. And so they're already starting up down there. So it's just, yeah, to be able to see Julia, EJ, and Will in different aspects of their life. And then obviously my son got married July 13th. So I've been busy, and, you know, he couldn't keep it easy. He had to get married to CJ Bethard's sister. So, you know, last year when I had made the Hall of Fame, I was going to wait because he played at the Hall of Fame last year. So it was the first time I got to see the Hall of Fame. And I was going to tell him there that I made the Andover High Hall of Fame, but he brought me over to the chest plate of his fiance's grandfather. He's in the regular Hall of Fame. So at that point I just said, I'm not even going to tell him here that I made the Andover Hall of Fame when he's showing me someone who's in the National Football Hall of Fame, who's going to be related to him. So I'm like, so it's all been fun, and it's all been good, and it's all been fast. But like you said, so that those are the things I look forward to. And I'll be able to fit those in. Like I just went down to Florida. So now I'll coach until, November, and then either go down and see my son who's now living in Tennessee, or my daughter who's living in Florida, or I'll go out to spring practices like I did this year and watch UMass and Donnie Brown and Will Perry. So it's all fun.
Yeah. Will's games will probably be mostly Saturdays, right?
Yeah. So Friday nights I'll be playing, and then I'll shoot down. We already got August 31st. UMass opens with the Eastern Michigan And I went up to Donnie Brown the other day when I was out there, and he had just, they had just, well, it was like a few months ago, but they had just said they're going in the MAC. And I said, Donnie, that's a good move. You got out of the SEC and now you're going to the MAC, because this year they played Georgia, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss. Wow. And I'm like, oh, God, wow. That's a tough schedule.
Yeah, that's absolutely. And, you know, I'm shocked that no one wanted to talk early 80s Andover high school athletics and all your prowess in there. That didn't come up in the National Football League conversation.
No. That was humbling. So I was already humbled, but that was even more humbling. So, but I've just had a fun time with football and with my kids, like you say, and then just Andover football just gets me so pumped up just to see kids develop. You know, people last year, Knott had a breakout season and they didn't know how good he was. And when he was a sophomore, I said he was Division I player. And then, you know, to get the full boat to James Madison is just in Chesney, you know, Coach Chesney, who has roots in New England. It's great to see him go down there. And he's just so excited. But you know, those are the things that just excite you every year, like who's going to step up this year. So that's good. And I'm getting excited.
Yeah, exactly. Football season usually, I mean, you know, there's usually big rule changes, small rule changes, anything you know of that's of significance coming this fall with, I don't know, different game clock or different rules, nothing like that?
They're really just, you know, the rules over the last 3 years have just been all over protection. Some of them are difficult, and I think they make it a little difficult for the refs. So you know, the thing about a defenseless player now is even more scrutinized. So it hasn't really come into play that much, but it does. Like, so if a player catches the ball and he's in the air, you got to let up, even though, like, it's very difficult to see, because usually you teach them go for the ball and you just have to watch all that. So those are the rule changes. Obviously last year was probably bigger because they went to the Federation rules, which just are a little different. I just feel bad for the officials, because, you know, some of these guys are doing NCAA and then they were doing mass NCAA and now they're doing Federation. And I just think it's hard for them.
Yeah. 100%. And back to Clearwater, by the way, I used to play for Salem State in the late 90s baseball. We used to beat up on Clearwater Christian Academy. I don't know if you drove by that or that's near where daughter is.
I've seen that school down there a couple times when I've been down there. And, you know, I just love the Clearwater area. So I will remind them next time I'm down there that you beat up on them when you were at Salem State. So,
yeah, and we beat up on them, and they handed us like little religious cards after the game, in the handshake line. So
everybody was happy at least.
What an area though, right? You know, St. Pete and Tampa's right there. I'm sure you're flying into Tampa probably there. And
yeah, we flew into Tampa, and then we went to the St. Pete, we went to Treasure Island for the beach day.
Yeah.
We stayed at St. Pete one night. My daughter surprised us with a little, anniversary thing from my wife and I. So
nice.
We stayed.
Congrats.
Where Babe Ruth stayed. It was a fun day.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. Now, this time of year, obviously, the baseball season is in full effect, but there's a heck of a lot of spring training that goes there. Phillies are down there. Yankees are in Tampa, I think. And it's just, that's a great take. You could probably go down there in the winter and catch that scene.
My daughter went, and it was funny. So she went to the Tampa Bay, the Giants game, and, you know, Kyle Yastrzemski's grandson was up.
Yeah.
And she's like, they say this kid's from Andover. Do you know him? I'm like, yeah, I know him, and I know his grandfather. And I go, you should too. It was funny that she got to see that game. So that was
it. Had to be him. I had to be a St. John's Prep alum.
That's the only sad thing when you think of it, but it's just so great to see him be successful.
Yeah. And that's pretty cool too. I mean, you're getting in that fraternity of these great Division I coaches, like you said, Brian St. Pierre and what he's done with the prep and your program. And then, you know, even, you know, Methuen was in the mix, you know, a little bit there. They upset the, was it them that upset the number one seed Franklin a couple of years ago? And then you beat Franklin last fall too. So
yeah,
the MVC.
And then Tommy's just, you got to give Tommy credit because of what he's done. You know, he took that program and now year in and year out, they're just, you know, they're just the Elite Eight team or better each year. And, you know, like I said, he really had a great run with the Easton brothers. And now, you know, the younger Easton brothers going to have to take over not only as a player, which he already has, but as a leader. So it's going to be fun to watch. And then, you know, I think Coach Sexton's going to do a great job over at Central. And then, you know, I'm always, we have to play Figsy Delrico on the last day, and me and him always have great contests. So it's just a terrific year. So we're excited.
Yeah. I mean, it's Andover Central. And then you, like you said, you go down the line, the Haverhill's improving, Lowell will be improving. And then you got the middle teams like the Billerica's, the Tewksbury. It's just like, it never ends. Lawrence can give you a game. Who knows? It's just,
Emilio, that's a great hire for Lawrence. And then, you know, I saw Drake it even at a camp and, you know, their coach, their new coach is doing a terrific job. So, you know, we don't play Drake it obviously, but it's just fun to watch all the MVC teams getting better and better and or the ones who are good continuing. And, you know, it's going to be great.
I can't wait. I get sick of summer by this time. I'm done. Heat, no sports. Let's go. Let's get it going. So
especially
good luck, Coach.
High school sports.
The only other,
I just wanted to mention too, my receiver, because I wanted to give him a shout out because he's had a terrific summer. And he reminded me, I was trying to get him in a school because he had a great camp at BC, Julius Martinez. And he's about a 6'2 wide receiver who's just played exemplary. And then I'm like, a couple schools want to see films. And he's like, you didn't play me enough last year. And I'm like, well, I'm going to play you this year. So, it's fun to see seniors come into their own, and he's going to be one that comes into his own. And then, you know, James Flagg did have a great year at the defense, so he's going to have a great year. So I'm just really pumped up for the senior class and them overall. And, we're ready to go.
Yeah. I see Flagg. Just as you said, I see Flagg, a tweet on July 24th, got an offer from Dickinson College. So,
Flagg is just, he came on into his own with huge picks in the Weymouth game and just really came on at the end of the year. And now he really wants to play college football in Dickinson and in those schools. Franklin and Marshall also offered him. So he's got his opportunities. And I just look forward to all these kids. And then when I get to see them in college, like my sons, and then, you know, I'll go to a game and watch James Madison in a couple of years. And then I'll go out to St. A's where LeBron went, and I'll see him play. So it's just fun to see that. And the kicker at Yale, Florio, he's starting now. So we got guys all over. Heike starting at Brown. So it's just when you put kids in, and whether they're MVC kids or my kids, it's great because when you see Easton, I'm going to see him when I go to a Stonehill game. So all these opportunities just to see these Merrimack Valley players do well and continue the success that they've had in high school.
Yeah. Well, one final question, Coach. You got to be honest now, in between like May-ish and now, were there any retirement parties and gifts given to you for your 13-year career at Andover when you announced that?
So the funny thing is, more the teaching, but they did do like a spoof at the school committee meeting, which I was late for, and it was like, so I don't know what they're going to say now when I'm back. But they did give me, I'm always like, last year, Bill Burt gave me a Lifetime Achievement Award. And I was like, usually a Lifetime Achievement Award, Billy, means you want me to retire. and then the National Federation gave me a Lifetime Achievement Award this year. So I hope neither of them rescind when I come back. And
yeah.
so
Well, people forget. I mean, some people might forget, I should say, the run you had at Salem, you know, New Hampshire. Yeah. I mean, all those state titles and volleyball and basketball. And I mean, that was an amazing run, too. So lifetime is definitely deserving of it. It's just that it's the life isn't officially done yet in your coaching blood. So
my wife always gets I'm going to say it again, but my wife always gets she's like, oh, I don't like when you say that because, you know, I forget if Dave or Hector put it in, but like, I'm always like, after this, I have to, no matter what happens to me when I die, I have to be buried at the A, because that's where we meet after every practice. We meet at the A at Andover High. So I go, bury me there. And she's always like, I don't want to hear, you know.
Don't say yeah.
Yeah. But that's where I want to be. So I'm so glad to be back and on the sidelines, and we're going to have an exciting year.
All right, EJ Perry, Andover football first year coach, starting in later this month. So thanks for joining us.
I did see Chucky, by the way.
Oh yeah,
and he was like, oh, I can't believe you're coming back. He goes, I'm not coming back.
I know. Yeah, you two could have been, you know, at 3 o'clock on a Wednesday having coffee together in a local Merrimack Valley shot. That ain't happening now because you'll be super busy.
Dom, thank you so much for everything you do, by the way, for the athletics of high school, because, you know, when I was growing up, we had Frankie Benjamin and we had a lot of guys, and for you guys to keep this going, I listen to you all the time, and then just it's a tribute to you. But I mean, to really, these kids, you know, with everything that goes on now with the, you know, the higher minimum wage, and some kids want to work and some kids want to do this, for them to do their athletics and then you guys to cover it is awesome. So thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. And the more we can get information about the kids and their success and inspire other kids, hopefully, you know, like I can be like him, I can be like her, or I could be like Coach EJ Perry, be indecisive about my career, but come back strong.
We hopefully that. But thank you for everything. And if you ever want something during the year, give me a call. Or if you want to talk to one of my players during the year, I'll reach out to you guys.
Perfect. We'll definitely be catching up in the fall. Best of luck, Coach. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll talk soon.
Bye.
See ya.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
That was Coach EJ Perry. Of course, a great conversation, wide ranging. And thank you, Coach, for catching up. He's amazing. And, you know, the dedication he has to the kids over there in Andover and his own family is awesome. And it's always good to catch up with Coach. And just a quick thing before we go, Salem, New Hampshire, hopefully by the time you listen to this, Salem Little Leaguers got into the finals. They have to beat Massachusetts. I think it's Bridgewater. in the August 7th game, Wednesday. So that is behind our deadline, of course, unfortunately. So we can't get the result of the Salem, New Hampshire versus Bridgewater, Massachusetts game. But that is a loser bracket final. So whoever wins that gets to play Maine in the championship. And I think that's just a straight championship. Maine is, I believe, undefeated. Yeah, they beat New Hampshire 2-0. And they beat Massachusetts 7-1. So they got into the finals with those two wins. And New Hampshire is battling Massachusetts, who, and New Hampshire beat Vermont 6-4. Massachusetts beat Vermont 9-0. So Vermont went 2-0. But Massachusetts is 1-1 after the win over Vermont and the loss to Maine. So it's New Hampshire and Massachusetts to see who gets into the final against Maine on Friday. The winner of that, off to the College World Series. So root for your local little leaguers over here. Salem, New Hampshire, having a great run. All right, that's it for this week's show. Thank you, Coach Perry. Thank you to all our sponsors. Next week, I'll be on vacation, but the show still comes. I already got recordings done. We're looking forward to having a Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month winner from Salem, New Hampshire, actually. So that's pretty cool. And we'll have him on next week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week.